WAZP. Hey, we're doing a really fun, quick bonus episode, impromptu, quick backstory on this. We had Heather W., a big supporter of Stuttering John, on the show this past weekend. We recorded a phone interview with her. I was about to upload the show with the phone interview, and she called me and said that John was threatening her and that she did not want it to air. It would endanger her safety and her well-being if we left it in the show. So I begrudgingly took it out of the show. I was very bummed because I was excited about dropping this bombshell of an interview. So I took it out of the show, but I decided, why not put it behind the paywall? It won't be easily available and shareable on the internet, so that'll protect Heather W. John won't want to bring attention to it if you have to sign up for something in order to hear it, because obviously a finite number of people will hear this, having it be on our Patreon. Now, obviously that means don't share this with anyone. We appreciate you supporting us. And just like all of our bonus content and all of our bonus shows, please do not share this with other people or put it up on the internet where it can be found. This is our super secret together. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play the full unedited interview. I'll be honest, it kind of rambles a bit. You got to hang in there. There's some bombshells, but you got to hang in there. Then after we play that, we're going to come back. I'm going to play a voicemail that I received from Heather just a few hours after we recorded the show. And then I'm going to read you this text thread between Heather and John's moderator that she sent to me, which ultimately scared her into not wanting to have the interview on the show. And I'm also going to read some other fun things that she shared with me that we didn't get to on the show that John messaged her directly. So fun stuff coming up. But first, here is the interview. Heather W., you there?
Hey, yeah.
Hey, what is happening? Heather W., so excited to talk to you.
I'm kind of bummed. I thought this was a video thing. I put on all my makeup and everything.
Well, oh. I can
ooh,
see you
having. Tell us what you're wearing.
Yeah, but do it slowly.
Well, hi, everybody.
So.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
The reason why we have Heather on here is because Heather has been a longtime supporter of Stuttering John. She's a fan of the show, but she has recently flipped on it. She has decided she is no longer going to support Stuttering John. Ooh. Why is that, Heather? What was the epiphany that happened for you?
Well, how many hours do you have? So,
oh, you mom. Yeah.
Okay, so first of all, can I say something to Chrissy?
Yeah, that's why she's here.
Yeah. Hey, Chrissy. So at the beginning of all this, when you had him on your show, like, this is just an example. He, you know, blew up, and he what he would do is ask me to troll you. And I said a lot of things that I really am regret. So I'm sorry. I want to apologize to you because
I remember,
and go women. I'm glad you're on there. And I also have my notes. He made fun of you for having notes. I got some notes here.
All right, hold on a second. So I just want to make sure that, Chrissy, you're hearing Heather okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so
my is about to die, but I will hang on for as long as I can.
Okay, so isn't that interesting that after the incident where Chrissy did the interview with Stuttering John and asked if he dabbled in comedy, John went to one of his fans and said, I want you to troll Chrissy for me.
So sad. To actually hear that he asked somebody to troll me is like, oh, that's so precious. Like, that's very sad. He's a grown-ass man. You would think. Wow.
Chrissy, tell them who you called right before you put him on because you.
You.
Because I
called
told you
Gino.
So, didn't I?
I was like, what do I need to know? Like, I was like, do you have any, you know, tips or whatever? And because I always, for the longest time, I was like, man, Gino likes everybody. He hates Stuttering John. Like, what? There must be something specific, you know? And then as soon as I talked to him, we had that podcast, I called Gino immediately after. I was like, oh my God, you were totally right. He's like the biggest douchebag of all time.
But you got him better than I ever could with that dabble line. It was glorious. It was, he's like, you know who's on his way to be? He's Chad Zumok if Chad Zumok had more credit to his name. Because they just
oh my
sit
God.
There Like, you want to play a drinking game, listen to any Stuttering John or Chad Zumach and Ball podcast and drink every time they name drop or subtly give themselves a compliment. Like, did you get – I mean, I was listening to the show, and I don't want to step on it. If we get to it, but the funny part, because I listened the second time, because that's the thing. I told Carl, I'm like, why am I listening to this? I'm like, oh, my God, I haven't given him enough credit because he's so laughable. He's like – he's talking about, he's lying, saying Anthony Cumia went after his kids. He's like, they're going after my kids. My kids didn't ask to be a celebrity like their dad. Stop it. Everyone drink.
He's so full of himself.
Yeah. It's all like, right. What?
Guys, I don't want to cut you off, but I got Heather on here.
Because... I'm sorry, Heather. I'm sorry, Katie.
More Heather. Less us. More Heather. Heather.
This is my first time to ever do this. So, okay. So what happened is, well, first of all, I live in Harris County, Houston, Texas. So it's very weird right now because on the one hand, I have a gun next to me and the alarm set because Biden just won. And there's a lot of police and violence going on down here. And on the other hand, I got my bottle of champagne for tonight. So it's kind of surreal. But I'm originally from Delaware. Grew up there and so it's an icing on the cake that's Joe Biden.
Heather,
but anyway,
can I steer you real quick? We're talking about Stuttering John right now. This is not a political show.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. That's how it got started. Was I got very sick in December with what I didn't know was COVID. Cause we weren't told.
Yep.
So I was very sick. I was in bed for 6 to 8 months. I think, I mean, I literally could have died. I don't know how I made it out of it. But then I found out that it was something called COVID and I wasn't being treated for it because, you know, the whole thing. So I'm a long time Howard fan. And so I found John's show. I knew he had done in the past, like shows about anti-Howard and all this stuff, but I really kind of didn't care. So, but then when he brought Noel Castler on, who blew it out of the water about Trump, it just cheered me up a little bit that I could hear and listen to this show where he was having some good guests and have some hope. You know, have some hope. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be political, but it just kind of brought me out of it, and I was a little bit. I got well. I got better, and so then I. Well, maybe you could tell it, Carl, about...
Yeah. Let me sum it up for you real quick, because actually Heather and I had a long conversation on the phone the other day.
Yeah, I'd rather if you...
Yeah, basically, Heather's a Howard Stern super fan, which we all were at some point. Howard was fantastic, and she likes Stuttering John. I remember Stuttering John for when he was... Actually...
And I still like Howard, by the way.
Yeah, we all still like
him. We do?
All right, we'll just play along. And so... She likes Stuttering John, remembering the old days when Stuttering John actually had a role on a show that was interesting. So she decided to start watching Stuttering John and actually became a fan of his to the point where she supported John because John is always begging for money.
Okay, so I supported him financially at first. I was not aware that I was going to get screwed over later, but I supported him at first.
And let me ask you this, Heather. So you started giving John money. Was he grateful about that?
Yes. And they, on air, he would always say thank you. And then on the phone, we developed a personal relationship, which is why this is a mess right now.
Ooh.
He started to, on off the air, he would yell at me that I didn't send enough money or this and that.
Wow.
And tell me, if I didn't send something, he would block me. And then
wow.
It was like junior high.
What
and then,
egomaniac.
And then it was like, he would get, you know, I don't really want to be too mean, but
Heather, Do it, girl.
I saw a DM between the two of you.
I know, I sent you a bunch.
Where he said that he needed you to PayPal him for his child support payment. Is that true?
Oh my God.
I can't. I'm hanging up. I can't be funnier than this bro. I'm hanging
day.
Up.
This makes my whole month.
Okay. Let me back up who I am. Okay. I don't really like to put down people. And so my thing has always been like, if I do start putting down people, then I'm no better than them. You know, I'm not. And he is struggling with many things. And
money being a big one of them.
Well, yeah, and I didn't want to ever put that out there. But the reason I'm here today is because it got worse and worse and worse. Where there's some, well, if you, I don't know, if you could explain about the Saudi, that there's the guy who's now hacked in because he loves John, and he's hacked in and he's threatening me, and I had, you know, they're going to come to my house and have a three-way with me and rape me, and I mean all this kind of stuff, and I started getting frightened. So then John, when I told him, you know, he just said, "Well, I sent it to you." He tells me, he always tells me, "I'm unstable, and I need to shut up, and I need to relax." And really, it's the opposite. He's very thin-skinned, very unstable. I mean, I didn't ever want to say that in public. But to be honest, I hope this helps him. I don't know. Like, he has a family and a career to work, think about, and he's just screwing it up.
Heather has tried to help John every turn.
Every way.
And what Heather told me was that John will be very sweet to her and nice to her because she's been giving him money and helping with equipment that he needs for his podcast.
Or if he was horny at night.
Well, then that's the other thing I want to say. That's the other thing I want to say. So according to Heather, John is drunk by 5 p.m. every day, 5 p.m. his time. So Pacific
I didn't think
it
would be so late.
According, that's according to John, too. John admits this. He goes to the pub right after the show.
Yep. So he gets drunk, and then he starts...
I'm not going to say anything John didn't say on the air.
He starts calling and texting with Heather and wants blowjobs and asks for money and more blowjobs.
Do you guys live close by?
No, I live in Texas.
So he wants a long-distance blowjob?
Well, it started out as I was kind of excited to be getting attention from someone from the Howard Stern Show. I'll admit that. So, you know,
I'll do. Yeah.
At the beginning, you know, it was kind of like we were like having this like thing, like more than just friends. And we were going to meet up someday when COVID was over. Oh. And I even found, like, Texas doesn't care about COVID, so I said to him, "Oh, all of our comedy stores are open. Do you want me to find, like, I would find places?" And he would just say, like, oh, yeah, I'll fly out there and I'll come stay at your house. And but you better give me a blowjob when I get land on the,
God.
You know. And then.
Now, you asked John to wear a condom because you don't know.
Okay, so the first thing is, when I really thought he was going to come out here, which I know now is that was not going to happen. I said to him, "Well, maybe if you come out for a week or a weekend," he goes, I could work from your house. So it would be fun. And I was kind of, you know, I got to say, I was very lonely. I had been sick. My youngest is off to college. I was very vulnerable. So I just said, "Yeah, come out like whenever." And his friend from the Tonight Show lives near me, and he was going to visit him, and then we were going to go to the comedy place that has an opening. Heather McDonald was opening, and he was going to call her. That's his supposedly close friend. So I said, "Well, it's open here. You know, you can call." So I said to him, "But here's my thing. I do not let anyone even near me if they don't have a COVID test, or they don't wear a mask, or they don't have, it's sort of sexually, I don't know you, I've never met you in person, I don't know what you've been." I mean, he claims to be all over the place. So I said, "You'd have to wear a condom because I don't know you." And then he said, "Fuck that. I don't, like if his listeners who are pro wearing masks and being careful, if they knew that he said this stuff," he's like, he refuses to get a COVID test. He's like, which is all behind, like his listeners would not like that, I don't think. He refuses to do that. He refuses to wear condoms. He goes to the pub every day after the show. And then, you know, I say, are they wearing a mask? And he's like, "Oh, it doesn't matter. We all know each other. We see each other every day. We don't have to wear one," or something. So I said, "Well, I don't know what you think, but I'm not going to sleep with somebody that I don't know without a condom, you know?" But now he said, fuck that, and I'm not getting a COVID test. And this is all the kind of person he is in person. If you talk, if you know him personally on the phone.
Right. So one of the things that Heather, because you've gotten to know him pretty well, you've realized that everything he says on the show is bullshit and he's lying.
Oh, well, I have to give, okay, like I said, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm giving him props because politically is very, he's doing a good thing and he's got a lot of good guests, but a lot of the things he says and does, yes, is hypocritical and projecting on other people. I joked to Carl and I said he should be called, the instead of stuttering John, projecting John, because he will say to me all the time, you make everything about you. You know, like everything he does, he puts it on me. So, but when I finally realized was when, you know, it kept going on and getting worse. And I'll be honest, in my family, I've been treated that way. So I've learned how to, this person's abusing me. So I kind of like went away for a while, but then he, you know, would try to get back to me because he, and I realized, you know, no, he's just going to be drunk. He's just going to want money. He's
It's an abusive relationship.
And he wants me to say things bad, to troll other people and this and that. And I mean, I'll be honest with you guys. I wasn't even a Twitter person until this year. I was not, I'm old fashioned. I was like Facebook. Yeah. But that's it. You know?
So basically Heather is not someone who would go out and mean mouth people. That's not her thing. But
no.
John just went too far and she finally had to reach out and just say, guys, I'll talk to you about this because we need to expose this guy. He's an asshole.
Well, he went too far in the sense that they're now, I'm afraid of someone, that guy. And also he, that thing, that poster you sent me, or Sean sent, or sorry, his moderator sent me, was, said that I was a stalker. And I'm just like, no, I'm a private person. Like, I don't even know what's out there. So I was like, no, this has got to stop.
Well, the person who wrote that you were a stalker is a guy named Fudgicle, and he is in our subreddit. So that wasn't John's doing. That was
I know, WTV. But it's getting, I just want it all to stop. Like, I literally had told people, you know, once the election's over and things get calm, I'm taking myself off social media altogether. Because all the anger and the hate and this, I don't need it. You know, I don't need it. And I also don't need John. I just got recently engaged. He's in the other room. He's gorgeous. I'm 20 years older than him. And John is pissed because, you know, this guy's gorgeous. And John thought we were going to have something. And then it got worse with him threatening. I believe he got that other guy to threaten me. And hack my cell phone.
So Sale D is a bit of a loose cannon. So you think that John's sicking people on you, which makes sense because he's trying to get you. He's sicking you on other people. So of course he's doing that.
Well, not only that, the first time he was ever mentioned on John's show, John said something about he's bloody. He cut his finger and he calls John his king. And he says all these crazy things. So I chatted in the room and said, John, I don't think you should be block this guy. You know, I said it out in front of everybody because I was like, this is crazy. This is like sociopathic behavior. Well, not only did he not block him, he invited him on the show.
Yes.
On the show in video. Okay. When some of the things that quote unquote Sal D writes to me, it is not Sal D. It is John's words.
Correct. Sal D and John are very similar people.
John, of course, says to me that it's not him, and I'm a psycho. I'm crazy, and I'm paranoid, and I'm all this. And really, I know the way John talks, and some of the comments he made, like, fuck you. I hate the Astros. Well, he says that to me all the time.
Hold on a second. Heather, I apologize. I do have to move the show along. I really appreciate you coming on. Is there anything that you wanted to get out there that you haven't said yet?
Well, just that I do wish John well. I think a lot of people have problems, but I'm going to be ending that completely. And I thank you guys for giving me the airtime. And once again, apologies to Chrissy. And I hope you all have a great time on this social media crap.
Well, Heather W., thank you so much for coming on, and perhaps we will talk again because you have a lot to talk about, and I appreciate
anytime.
You. I appreciate you coming on. That's awesome.
Bye, guys.
All right, take care.
COVID's a hoax.
All right, so we learned some new things today, I would say. Some interesting things going on with Stuttering John. I guess it's not surprising that he's broke and begging for money and telling his listeners to troll people he doesn't like, but it is very pathetic. It's exactly what we thought John was. All right, here's a voicemail that I received from Heather probably 4 hours after we recorded that together.
Hey, Carl, this is Heather. I have been getting all these threats from John, as predicted. My father's involved now, and John's really, I don't know what he's thinking, because he's going to be sued because he's threatening to play quote-unquote recordings of my phone calls, which, by the way, I've never said anything wrong. Anyway, if you can call me, that'd be great. Otherwise, I really don't care. I'm just going to pass on to you these DMs from Sean. And my family is pretty pissed off at John and Saudi. I'll pass these on. No worries, though. Have a great night. Bye.
So as you can tell, and this is in the evening on Saturday, recorded Saturday afternoon. In the evening, she says John's threatening to play these recordings on his show. She doesn't care. Not a big deal. I didn't call her back. I didn't really acknowledge anything. Sunday morning, I'm up. I'm editing the show. I actually had finished editing the show and uploaded it to our server when I get the phone call. And she says, you cannot air this anymore. And she was very distraught. Actually, I'm getting ahead of myself, aren't I? Let me read you this thread between John's moderator and Heather W. before I read what she wrote me Sunday morning. Because this is all happened. This is starting at 6:01. Actually, no, I'm sorry. That's the time on her phone. At 4:25 Central Time, we get a note from the moderator. And what I'm going to do, because I don't want to keep telling you who's saying what in this texting conversation, I'm going to read the moderator in my voice, and I'm going to do a Heather impression when I'm reading things that she's writing. So that should make it easy, right? Maybe. We'll see. I don't usually do this type of thing, so we'll see how it goes. All right, starts with the moderator. Did you do Carl's show? 20 minutes later, Sale D just sent me a message, lol. Going crazy. Ha ha ha. This is going to be funny. Yes, I did. What did Shell D say? When was the show? He said he can't believe you're going to share John's texts. He contacted John. John messaged me. He said he was going to share all his messages on Tuesday's show. I am trying to work. I have Shell D and John texting me. John said he will go to the police and your parents and will show everyone the gun pic and all your chats. Gudge. When was the show? I want to hear. I went on for a reason. I was on 2 to 2:30 Central Time. Sean, John and Shell D are in a lot of trouble. I reached the Biden family and my attorney friend in D.C. The FBI is getting back to me. This is no joke. Here in Harris County, Houston, Texas today, there is violence and fires on people's homes. I have my alarm on and my legal gun. This is all predicted with a Biden win. The last thing I need is Sal D and John both threatening me. My dad's paying for the cyber investigator, and you haven't done one thing with yours. Tell John he is in the wrong direction. You don't mess with rich white women who have connections with authorities. Actually, the white wealthy in general, he is in trouble. Ha! Go to my parents, John. My dad is so mad at you and worried for my safety. Keep it up. My dad will destroy John. Am I just doing a Rich Voss impression? I'm not even sure what I'm doing. All right, back to the action. I have done a lot with the investigation, but it takes time. I will have my guys stop since your dad got it going for you. No, please don't have them stop. Everything helps. What I'd ask you to do is tell John everything I said through you today. I haven't hired them yet. I was waiting to hear from you and get more threats from John/Sale D. Tell John for thanks. He's already given me more for the FBI. Typo, sorry. Okay, I will keep them on it. My daughter works as an attorney in a firm here in addition to my others. Unlike John's stupid lawyer, how's the lawsuit? They are professionals. I told John. He said he was going to show all your messages to him on the next show. If you give Carl that info, he told me to tell you he taped all the calls. He said you will know what he means, crying and so on. He can also sue you, he said. John said he will call your dad and talk to him and let him know about all. Ha! He taped nothing. He texted me that too. Go ahead, John. Dig yourself deeper. Bring it on. Sue me too. Good luck. He doesn't want to, but he said the gloves are off and he doesn't lose. My dad already knows, John, you idiot. He is on fire. When narcissists have a common enemy, my ex during divorce and now John, they love it. It's like heroin to them. Oh, wow, you did the show already? Oh, man, I'm going to sit back and watch the fireworks now. Then I'll call a news outlet, preferably through SiriusXM and Gary, and let the world know John's badgering an 82-year-old man who lives in Florida, dealing with COVID fears and a tropical storm, Ida. Just give your dad a heads up. As soon as John hears the show, he's going to go on the offensive. Let it go, John. It's in your best interest. If not, you have once again self-sabotaged yourself. I thought you were going to do the show tomorrow. My dad's got John's phone number and email. Stupid me. I'm getting out of this now. He is not going to back down. He's going to go after you on his show and wherever else he can. Good. Predicted. John's so stupid. You thought I was doing the show tomorrow? Carl, so did John. WATP, didn't realize you did it today. That's why John was getting the crazy messages from Sally. He must have heard it. Hero of the stupid. If he even knew I was doing the show at all, why didn't I get all of these harassment earlier? He's a lying idiot. He didn't know. Sale told him. My daughter just told me if John talks about me on his show, it is slander and putting me in more danger. Give it up, John. You have no leg to stand on. I hold all the cards. If you talked about him, he is 100% talking about you. He has tapes. I asked him to prove it. He played one for me. He just told me, if he hears one thing come out of your mouth about him, he's going to put it out there about you. So what? It's illegal to tape someone without their permission, duh. Also, I never said anything to worry about. And how you stalked him and he had to block you. Lie! I know, but he's going to go full out on you now. He's desperate like Trump is now. This discussion is over. I am not entertaining John's bullshit. He's going to risk burning more bridges. Game over, John. You lose. He will be sued. Too bad. So sad. He said you slandered him. He will do the same. On his show Tuesday, tune in, tapes and texts. He is going to message your parents and make sure they listen. No one even watches John's show. Who gives a shit? He's only shooting his own foot. Again, he will be sued for slander and putting me in psycho cell D's and other trolls' danger. He can't sue a person that did nothing wrong. He's also going to be in trouble for taping someone without their permission. Go ahead, John. You are the only one with something to lose. I'll be fine. He says he had your permission, and he goes, you know what I mean. Pathological liar. Okay, I'll bite. Send me my permission, Sean, and a recording. Ha! My dad wouldn't listen to any social media, especially John's. I'm calling my dad back now. My brother's calling me, too, to see if I need his support. FYI, the attorney in D.C. is my brother's best friend. Is John still a coward like Trump? If not, I'll ask my dad to call him. Where are the recordings, Sean? I'd love to pass them on. Oh, my dad's a little busy right now, preparing for Ida. If John would like to call my dad, have him call him later. My parents live near Naples. My dad's not playing. No matter how mean it could be sometimes, blood family is more important. He's on fire. Back down, John boy. Calm down. Relax. You're unstable. Those words sound familiar, John? You've said them to me many times. What are you, John? Mob? Mafia threatening me? I'll let the authorities know that, too. So a lot going on here, obviously.
we have to figure out what the fuck they're talking about. I do know that she thinks these podcasts are social media. She equates the two. So when she says social media, she means podcasts, which is interesting. Okay, so then I'm texting with her on Sunday, and I tell her, you know, she's like, call me. I'm like, I'm editing the show right now. Can I call you when I'm done editing the show, please? Sunday mornings are busy for me. So when I do my editing, you don't need to edit. I am sorry. You are putting me in danger. Cease and desist. Oh, I should do the voice still. All right, let me do that again. You don't need to edit. I am sorry. You are putting me in danger. Cease and desist. Do not air my segment. Best Heather. I write back. You're fine. I read through everything. What I just read to you all. John would be stupid to slander you on his show. You have all the text messages and you've done nothing wrong. You have nothing to worry about. Carl, John is Trump. I told you. He will talk on his show and then his few but dangerous fans will hack me and put me in danger. I don't understand why you don't see that. I was honest and did your show as a warning to Sal D, who is confirmed to be taking John's orders. Sal D is a sociopath. I'm sorry. Either call and discuss editing, or I will have to order a cease and desist not to air my segment. It's bad enough there are shootings and turmoil here where I live. There are also fires. Okay, please remove my segment. I do not want to be in any more danger. I also don't want to be litigious like John.
To which I respond, okay. I didn't actually mean it at the time, and then I decided to actually take it out. I was just thinking, ah, fuck it, whatever. I'll just put it. Oh, and then she wrote shit about Gino. So she listened to the show. This is from last night. She listened to the show and asked me to forward this along to Gino, which I did. If you listen to the show, I assume that you have, you'll know that after the interview with her, Gino went off on her a little bit.
Carl, would you please pass this on to Gino? You can read this on air, full permission.
By the way, just FYI, I'm a pretty nice guy, but if you send me information that I really want to read on the air, I'm not looking for permission. I will just read it. Don't send information to a podcaster that you don't want them talking about. That would be really stupid. Okay. Full permission.
I checked the podcast. Gino, you called me a bitch, a cunt, bored you for 20 minutes, and that you are 51, so anyone under that age will survive 90% of the time. Then something about me fucking tell people to wear a mask. Well, FYI, you fucking asshole. Thanks for a compliment, but I am 56 and I was told by my doctor that I am compromised, and thanks to Trump, there is not full information about whether I can get it again. Top that off with all these Texas idiots that are just like you, and I have to stay in my house. Gino, you are more of a sick than John. People in glass houses. Biden won. Wah, Gino. Fuck you, I'm out of here. You aren't good for Carl's show, if you ask me. Carl's a decent guy. Gino, and then the middle finger. And then she tells me to ignore the typos, which is hard. All right. Okay. What else do I have? I got a couple fun text threads that between John and Heather that she sent me. I'll probably just post these. I'll post these up so you guys can see them. This one's great, though. This is one where he said, this is a message directly to Heather, and he says, "Troll Mitch Fatel, he trashed me and my parents on Chrissy Mayer's podcast. Thanks." The guy's definition of trashing someone is fucking retarded. All Mitch said was that neither John nor his parents thought he was going to make it in show business. It is a miracle, John. They're not trashing you. She's, "I'm trying not to do that, but I love you, and I'm sorry he did that." Oh, boy. This is a funny one. This is between Sean, the hockey puck, and our friend Heather. And Sean, the hockey puck, says, he was saying, he meaning John, he was saying you told people not to super chat anymore. Well, Sean, I trust you watch the whole show and read every chat.
He won't unblock or talk to you until you donate for the camera he needs now that you told people not to donate via super chats. You are the cause. Said he cannot believe you did that to him in a live chat during the show.
Huh, Sean, what? That isn't what happened at all. And fuck no, I don't want to be unblocked ever. And I'm sure as hell not giving him any more money. Ever.
Oh, this is going back to October 15th. John texts her, "Hey, Heather, are you going to PayPal the money today? I only asked because I have to pay my mortgage. They called me yesterday."
John, you're broke. You're broke, man. Get a fucking job. Begging listeners to send you money so you can pay your mortgage. That is rock bottom, my friend. That's got to be rock bottom. He's got texts like, this is from August 3rd. Where is this alleged donation? And then Heather writes back. Wow, that was mean. Call me. Alleged? I thought we're nice. Were you playing me? Damn. In a bad mood? Call me for your damn money. How much do you want? Oh, boy. Oh, this is an interesting one. This is from August 31st. I guess these two have a tumultuous relationship. Back on August 31st, she writes to him, I'm going to make sure you're fucked. What? Is that a threat? I guess your mean suggestion was just projection. Thank the Lord I tape all of our phone calls. Send me the tapes of our phone calls. Guess who's calling me this week? Joe Biden. And this is just like one screen capture. I don't know what the context is here. I just find it hilarious. I'll post it up there. And I'll make a post on the Patreon and on our Supercast so that you can see all these fun screen captures like I have. All right. I think that's everything that I wanted to cover today. Extra fun bonus. We got a crossover episode on Wednesday, I believe. And that's it for now. It's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. Gagia!
Who are these podcasts? WAT.